local musicians, local music scene, and maybe even talk to a musician. That's what we do here on Sunday nights. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, getting ready to wrap up the month of August and pretty much our summer, Utah.
Yeah, it's like summer's gone all of a sudden. I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, still no. Kind of in shock, I think, a little bit.
Well, Labor Day weekend next weekend, and we're going to be busy. You're going to be busy in particular performing at Corbri Woodstock. And I will be there as well to hang out and watch some of the great local musicians. It is another stop on our Rock Done Right tour this year. And it is the Sunday of Labor Day weekend. And we're going to chat a little bit about that. Also coming up tonight, we're going to visit with Deanna Denning. Maybe you know her as Deanna Dawn Denning from years ago. She is in Nashville and has been there for quite some time and has a new EP called Decade out. We're going to visit with her and find out what she's been up to. We welcome you to the show presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Route 19 in the Wexford area. And this segment presented by the Meat Locker Recording Studios in Butler, home of the Butler Boys and home of some Grassy Award-winning work. And, of course, we recently had Mr. Jim Harpell on to talk a little bit about what they have to offer. And if you're looking for a place to record, looking for some music that you need to get out, then that's the place to check. Meat Locker Recording Studios right here in Butler. First-class facility, separate rooms. They have it all for you with the latest recording equipment, and they can make you sound good. And if it's just you by yourself and you need some musicians, they even have house musicians that can help out the cause at Meat Locker Recording Studios. Well, yeah, here we are, Labor Day weekend coming up in the annual, I think 9th annual Corbri Woodstock is coming up the Sunday of Labor Day weekend, which is in particular is Sunday, September 4th, and a really fun event down at the John Vento's house. He has a beautiful, beautiful home down in the West Deer, Gibsonia area. And the reason it's called Corbri Woodstock is his home is on Corbri Wood Lane. But he's got a beautiful area and a first-class stage facility out back that he welcomes people in, and they've actually expanded a little bit this year. Usually was an event that went from about noon to 10, but they're going this year starting the music out at 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I think it's 11 to 11 this year, and if you haven't got your tickets yet, you might want to act quickly because this is pre-sale only. It will sell out. They have a cap on the limit of tickets they can sell because the event's just grown that much, and they got to keep things under control there. So get your tickets now. The website's CorbriWoodstock.com. I think you can get them right from there. And link over from the Rock Station's website, 977rocks.com, and look for it on Facebook, too.
Yeah, going to be a great day of music. As I mentioned, they kick things off at 11:30, and then they run usually every half hour. Some bands maybe 45 minutes, a couple of the bands maybe even an hour here and there. And it's going to be pretty cool, too, because there's a nice mix. It's a well-blended festival, a little bit of everything. And I tell you what, talent is there that'll keep your toe tapping. And the nice thing is you can bring your own chairs, your nice comfy chair that you want to sit in, or a blanket to sit on. They do have some beverages there. You can bring your own. I mean, it's a kind of a really just a neat atmosphere to celebrate local music.
Yeah, it's really nice. And of course, Lamat Productions will be providing the production for the whole show. So, you know, it's going to sound good from that end as well.
And some recognizable names, too. There's some names that you're going to be probably introducing yourself to throughout the afternoon, but some people we know well. Jim and Dave from Folkhammer are going to be playing down there, and always fun to hear those guys perform. Mary Lou Scherter, who was part of our band jam this year. Of course, Folkhammer's been part of our years past. A band that I saw for the first time last year, and I'd heard about these guys, but I didn't see them live performing until I showed up last year at Corbri Woodstock, and that's the Compadres. You want to talk about a fun group of talented musicians.
Yeah, and I've dropped the ball there because I met them last year, and they want to get on the show, and I'm like, yeah, we'll get you on the show. And it's just got to get them on the show, Bob.
No doubt about it. And hey, even the Noble Hops Band going to be performing a little bit later on in the evening.
Yeah, well, we're going to throw down again, and we're honored to be invited back.
That's cool. And you guys will actually be the intro to sort of the house band, if you will, the Needs Hotel band. And the Shiners are going to be there. The Zuzu Pedals will wrap out the night. So, I mean, it's going to be a fun day of music. And, again, it is pre-sale only this year. So get on CorbriWoodstock.com and get your tickets because you don't want to miss out on it. Going to be a lot of fun. So, and why don't we do a little teaser here? We're going to actually... In our segment here with the two music songs prior to visiting with Deanna Denning, do kind of a twofold. We're going to play a cut from the Needs Hotel Band, get ready for Corbri Woodstock. And coming up, we're also going to be talking in depth about another stop on the Rock Done Right tour, and that's Zeely on Tap. And this has all come together very nicely. We had initially, when we put together our Rock Done Right tour this year, thought, hey, what we ought to do is do something special in October and maybe do a Rocktoberfest or something like that. And we've done that in the past. Well, it kind of fell right into place because Dave Hamilton, who was part of our band jam this year and is, of course, part of the group Brother from Another Mother, has put together a fabulous, fabulous opportunity for us to be involved in, and that's called Zeely on Tap. So there's going to be music, some beverages, and of course we all love that.
Yeah, make sure you check that online, Zeely on Tap. Get your tickets for that. They're going to have two beer tasting sessions, going to have brewers from all over the place out there, and then there's a concert part of this event that goes with it. Now, if you're not into the beer end of it, you can just buy a concert only ticket, come check out the music, or you can get an all-inclusive pass as well and be a part of all of the festivities. So it's really neat. It's for a great cause. They're raising money to kind of modernize and fix up the library out there, and also there's an initiative to get a new pool in out there. So yeah, this is a great local fundraising effort and a great way to have some fun and do something good with your money.
Absolutely. And again, we'll talk a little more about that in our last segment, too. Maybe give you an insight into who some of the bands are and what times you can be a part of that for a great day down in Zeely and Opal and a couple of sessions of beer tasting, too. But let's get to the music. Somebody's pleading for a lover, so we're going to take care of the Needs Hotel Band. And, of course, they'll be one of the bands at Corbri Woodstock coming up next weekend. It's the Sunday of Labor Day weekend. Corbri Woodstock and the Needs Hotel Band will be performing. And I'm sure you might even hear them do Need a Lover.
Great. And then I say we follow that up with Dave Hamilton, Brother from Another Mother, and his song Speaker Critiquer.
Now, baby, baby, do you think maybe we could, we should? Do you think we ever would jack up, settle down, stop an old run around? Marry me, marry me, use me up and marry me. Get so tired of always being alone, making love on the telephone. I need a lover, really, really, babe. Baby, are you really, babe?
Control our hearts. I hearts. I said we can't let our minds control our hearts. I said we, yeah, can't let our minds control our hearts. Been setting us back from this is our
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
You're back on the Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7 with Bob in Utah. And today we are going to visit with another one of Western Pennsylvania's talents that have kind of migrated down to Nashville. We've talked to several who have done that, or talked to a few who have just recently done that. But I have a feeling this might be the most as far as longevity being out of the area, but a very recognizable name at the same time for a lot of folks. I know it is for us here, and especially for even listeners going back to our sister station, WBUT, because I think we've been playing some of her material for quite some time. And we're talking to Deanna Denning here today on the Grassroots Show. Hi, Deanna.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well here. Of course, a lot of people may remember you as Deanna Dawn Denning as well. You've been down in Nashville now for quite some time. How long now, Deanna?
Oh, I want to say I'm going on 9 years now.
Wow. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think you take the cake for longevity right now.
Oh, I'll take it. Yeah. I'm proud of that. Very proud of that.
That's awesome. Well, hey, and you have a great new album out or EP out that we're going to talk in depth about. And of course, for the listeners out there, you've already heard Find a River a couple of times here on the Grassroots Show. But Deanna, let's start at the beginning and kind of go back in time when you were here in Western Pennsylvania.
Sure.
You began performing at a very young age, didn't you?
I did. I was just about to turn 9, and I went to a birthday party for a friend of mine whose dad had happened to have a studio in his attic, and he had been touring with the Drifters for 22 years as a sub, and he didn't know what to do with all of us girls, put us in the studio, had us sing a song, and the rest is history. I've been doing it ever since. So.
Had you been vocalizing before that? Did you have a passion for that? Or, I mean, how did you discover that you could sing?
You know, it was kind of a family thing. Most of my family members on my dad's side play instruments. My granddad played guitar. My cousins, my uncles all played guitar. So anytime we would have a family function, and if you know my family, we party. We know how to throw down. Every time there was a party, there was a bonfire, and I just sang. It was just a natural thing for me to be comfortable in that element with my family because everybody else was doing it. So it just kind of happened. Both of my parents were musical. My dad plays guitar. My mom played piano and sang. And, you know, it just, thank God, it just came naturally.
It was the thing to do, so you didn't think anything about it, right?
No, I mean, it was just as natural as sitting around and making a plate and having a conversation. It was just one of those elements that was always there, so I picked right up on it, I guess.
Did you have a particular style, or was there something within the family that they always seemed to play a particular genre, or, you know, who were some of your influences that have kind of helped shape you as a musician?
I mean, at a very young age, I remember, you know, we had everything from bluegrass to, you know, rock and roll at those parties. When I was a kid, I'm going to get my parents in trouble here. What an influence. Everything in my dad's car was either country or Dire Straits or Guns N' Roses or something like that, you know, and my mom was a lot more kind of oldies and Motown. So I learned harmony at a young age. My mom never sings the melody on a song ever, never has in her life. She sings alto harmony every time. So I picked up on that quickly without knowing it. And just, you know, those rock stylings. My sister Pam was in a rock band when she was a teenager and I was little, and I got the Heart and the Fleetwood Mac and, you know, all that stuff. And then my other sister was in college by the time I was, you know, old enough to know what music even was, and she was throwing the alternative at me and the Seattle scene and all that. So I was just such a mixed bag from a young age that, you know, that ended up carrying through in all of my shows later on in life. You never knew what I was going to play.
Well, it made you very versatile, and I'm sure it caught you up in a number of different things, because I know when you moved to Nashville, you got involved in some bands that were a little bit different than what you were actually doing at that time, right?
Yes, absolutely. I ended up moving here, and frankly, I wanted to take a break, because when you're touring from such a young age, there's just, you kind of become this machine, and life kind of takes a backseat. You don't really have that opportunity to, you know, it's cliche. They say you don't get to be a kid, but you don't. You know, football games, those kind of things go to the wayside, and you're living this crazy adult tour life where you have a responsibility to all these people all the time. And that's fantastic. But so you kind of learn to mold yourself into different things there. And I ended up moving here to take that break and take that moment to kind of figure out how to be a person living so far from home, having never left and never gone to college and all that stuff. And I didn't mean to do this, but I went to an audition for a Europop Christian band called Difference United, and I just thought, I'm just going to go do this and see if I even audition for anything down here, what's going to happen. And out of like 70 girls, I got the gig. And 4 months later, we were touring in China for the Olympics. We opened up the ceremonies and did 15 shows in 5 cities. And it was not the break that I was supposed to take. But it definitely got me into a different element there. And man, I had a good time. We ended up going back again and actually playing for the government in Xi'an. I played for the mayor. So we ended up spending a little over a month and a half total in China with that band. And that was one of the coolest things I have ever done in my life.
That is really something.
Wow. I mean, yeah. There you go.
Just so Christian right Europop. Yeah.
Christian Europop in China.
So. Yeah, there's a lot of irony at that, yes. With it, isn't there?
I know, right?
Very cool, though. I mean, now, when you decided Nashville was where you were going to go, I mean, was there a connection there? Did you have family there? I mean, what prompted the move specifically to Nashville?
I had been coming here since I was a kid. My sister found a talent competition in the newspaper when I was just 11 that was held at the Ryman, and I came and did that and was offered a development deal straight out of the gate on that one. So ever since, you know, this thing had just unfolded for me, my parents were bringing me down here to do business. And, you know, there's just something about having all of these people in your element. You know, it's to the point down here where I run an event band called For a Good Time Call, where we do corporate events. You know, there's a lot of corporations that come down here and want to have their party. They want that Nashville experience. We do a lot of weddings. And I can just, there's so many musicians that I can just pick up my phone and call. You know, it's if I lose my guitar player, if he ends up going on tour, I just literally send a text and I have 15 other guitar players that I can call. And I never had that experience back home. It's just literally such a deep, thick pool down here of availability that it's the place you need to be if you want to do this seriously as a career, because there's no, I'm stuck, my guy's out. You know, there's the guy that works at the gas station's a better guitar player than me. You know what I mean? So you just give him a shout and there you go. Well, so to get your business done, this is really the place that you need to be. Because it's, I mean, we're all here.
Yeah. And we've heard that in discussions that, you know, it used to be, if you went back 15, 20 years ago, People were either going to take off and go to New York or they were going to go to L.A. And now it seems to be Nashville is that melting pot for music. I mean, people are moving there regularly. Just saw a post the other day. There was a new band formed in L.A. and all of a sudden now the bass player's picked up and moved to Nashville, you know. So
sure.
And that just seems to be the hotbed. And not just for country music. I mean, it's a hotbed for everything. And I've heard that on the national scene, too. Some of the bigger artists saying, we're picking up and going to Nashville because that's the place to be right now.
It definitely is. There's a certain vibe happening here. We've kind of created this whole hipster element, quote-unquote hipster element. And it's just become a really chill place to be able to do your job. The image of Nashville has changed tremendously since I've been here, and especially even more so since I was a kid. It's become a lot less about the music business per se versus the people who create that, and this being that melding pot where you have all these, you know, different mindsets coming together and this art that's being created, and it's just there's no rules about it anymore. What it used to be is you would come down here and someone would discover you and they would build that, and now it's more that you need to build yourself if you're going to come down here and already have that put together. Because I think the companies, honestly, the record labels and stuff, just kind of look around and think, okay, well, what are we doing now? You know, all these people are just coming up with this new stuff that we've never even seen before. I can't imagine what it's like to be a label head in this day and age trying to figure all this out. But there's a lot happening for sure. And as far as you know, versatility goes, I think L.A. still has that, you know, rock or pop, or there's still a lot of the Christian element there, and the same with New York, but for country, this is always where it's been. You know, this or Austin. Austin's actually coming up is quite the
same. Yeah, that's quite
well.
I may
give that a shot for the next decade. We'll see.
Good stuff. We're talking with Deanna Denning, and of course, if anybody is interested in Nashville, well, we've already decided that's going to be our vacation place next year because I got to go see this place. My wife used to go as a youngster a lot, but just the vibe that is happening and what really sold me on it, there's a new documentary out that really shows Nashville and its perspective of how much more it is than just country. So it's a definite place to check out, and that's where Deanna Denning is right now. And we're going to get into her new EP coming up and find out what she's up to right now and where you can get a copy of this. But why don't we play the song that we have played, Deanna, and have you tell us about it a little bit, called Find a River, which is actually the first cut on the EP. Give us a little background on that song.
Sure. Well, it is written by Deborah Berlin, who is a Pittsburgh native, who I found by accident down here at a writer's round, and another lovely young lady named Anna Owens. You know, what happened with these songs was, back when I was younger, I would receive demos all the time. People would shop songs to me all the time. I was a child, so a lot of this stuff had to sit in a box for a very long time, which is why the album is called Decade, because it took me 10 years to even be able to unpack this stuff. I'm a firm believer that you have to live it to pull it off, so this one ended up on the record as the majority of these songs did. I went through a divorce, and just trying to, you know, put those things behind you and move on with your life is kind of what this is about. It took me 10 years to get through this whole process of getting back to me, and this is where it starts, so there it is.
All right. We're going to find a river. It's Deanna Denning tonight on The Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7 and streaming at 977rocks.com.
Feel your touch upon my face, and when I close my eyes, I see you in the dark. I guess a million tears weren't quite enough to wash you from my heart. Gotta find a river and make it wild, wide and deep. tear your picture to confetti. Watch the current carry you away. As the last piece disappears,
I'm
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We are back here on the Grassroots Show, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, in our previous segment presented by the Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, for lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. Hey, they're open 6 days a week, and they open at 11 o'clock in the morning, so stop on by and enjoy the home of the Man Can, 24-ounce special. And we are with Deanna Denning here this evening on the Grassroots Show. She's checking in from Nashville, Tennessee, where she has been for arguably the last decade, and ironically, that is the title of her new EP. And Deanna, we just heard a song called Okay, and if I believe I'm right, that is a song you actually penned, is that correct?
It is, yes.
Give us a little background on what inspired that song.
Oh, gosh. Loaded question. You know, for everybody who has ever toured in the music industry, you know how hard it is to keep relationships together? And that's basically what this entire EP is about, is just trying to hold my personal life together for the last 10 years. Honestly, I was on the road, and I was dating someone, and I knew what was happening back home, but there's nothing that I could do about it. You know, when you're a musician, you kind of want to live this double life of where you want to be in control of everything, but then you want to leave and be gone all the time, too, and make sure that nothing bad happens while you're gone. And it's just not the reality of our lives. Sometimes things happen, and okay is one of those things. You know, you're in the bus, you know what's going down, you get to the room, you want to make a phone call, but you don't know what you're going to hear on the other end, and that's life. That's what we do. So that's where that came from.
Very cool. Interesting. You have been very, very busy. It sounds like it's almost difficult for you to find time on the road with what you have going on. Is there a plan to, now that you have the EP Decade out, to do more touring surrounding that, or what's kind of the game plan?
Yes, that was originally the plan. Obviously, I still have a huge, awesome fan base back home that I would love to revisit. I would love to come say hi, do some radio tours, do some shows. Again, I mentioned in segment one, I run another band down here that's not my artist thing, that's more of a corporate thing, and that is just blown up over the past year. This was our first season coming out of the gate with that band, and I can't believe the response that we've had. So trying to get that to slow down just a little bit so that I can make it home. I might have to do shows during the week or what have you, but hey, when you move to Nashville and you're working, you work, and you get where you need to go when you can get there. Take it while it comes.
Do what you have to do to pay the bills, right?
Exactly. But yes, I would love to come home. I would love to you know, make a trip up to see you guys and play some of these live, and maybe, you know, preview some of the new album and all of that. So we'll see. As soon as I can get there, I'll get there.
That's cool. Is there a place where people can follow you, a website, social media, that kind of thing, where they can maybe find out you know, what you're up to of late?
Yeah, you can go to deannadenning.com or Facebook/DeannaDonDenning. I have the Instagram and all of that hipster stuff, too, all that young kid business. If you have that, go check it out.
You had a very unique opportunity earlier this year when you did release the EP to do the big CD release kind of thing, and got to do that at a pretty special place, didn't you?
I did. I got to do it during CMA Week, which is, you know, it's quote-unquote Nashville's biggest party. It's pretty much the most chaos that you will ever see in Nashville ever. And it's, I mean, it's the place to be at the time to be there. So I got lucky. I had a friend who was booking a venue downtown right smack dab in the middle of it all, and I got my spot, and I got to play the EP and preview a couple other songs and film it, and it was great. It was a great experience. I'm glad we did it.
And, of course, exposure in any aspect is huge when you're a musician, and I'm sure that's got to be the perfect platform with all of the different entities that do come down for CMA Festival Week. I mean, you just never know who's going to be around the corner.
No, you don't. And truthfully, you know, all the doors stay open, so anybody could walk, you know, in the room. Anybody could walk upstairs. You've got several stages going on at one time in each venue. You don't know what floor people are going to land on. And it's funny, you can have a building that has 3 to 4 stages on it, all on different floors, and then as a concert goer, as a consumer, or a tourist, or what have you, you know, you walk into that building, and then as the artist, you get to see who gravitates toward you. And that's a really interesting moment. You see where all the 20-somethings are going. You see where all the 50-somethings are going. You see the people who like rock, the people who like country. So to have everybody in town for country music's biggest event and then seeing how they split is super interesting. If you're into people watching, CMA Fest is the place to be. I
have to jot that down.
Yeah. Well, I know some people from this area. That is their key vacation of the year. They surround their vacation to CMA Music Fest Week, and for that very reason, it's not even necessarily to see some of the major acts on stage, which they catch, but it's because they never know who's going to be in what doorway, and that's the fun part of it.
That's very true. We know that's the rowdy crowd, though, don't we? Brave it down here for CMA. Ooh, you're into a party for sure.
You've had a unique opportunity. I mean, obviously talking about some of the bands you've been involved in, but as a performer, you've had the opportunity to really, especially on the country music side, I think, rub some elbows and open up for a lot of really, really cool people.
Yes, I have. I haven't even updated this in so long, I don't even know anymore, but I want to say the last time I redid my resume, I had 32 national acts that I had toured with or opened for or recorded with or one of those things. So I've been super blessed. I was very, 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 very well supported when I was back home, and it seemed that, you know, anytime an act would come in, there were maybe one of three groups that got a call to open for those people, and luckily I was on that ticket at the time, and it just did a lot for me, you know, as an artist, as a performer, as an entertainer. And man, what great childhood memories. You know, my dad was my sound man at the time, my mom was my manager, and gosh, we got some stuff in my photo albums growing up that just nobody else is going to have.
Well, I got to give your dad a plug here because he's run sound for me a few times. He's a good sound man.
Oh, that's awesome.
Knows the business himself. So, I mean, you know, that's cool to have that kind of a jump start, and then you've found success in that. You know, not many people have that opportunity.
No, and it's something that I'm very grateful for. You know, again, looking back on childhood and stuff, my footprint is just so much different than most of the people that I grew up with, most of the people, you know, in the country. And I just, you know, I look back on that very fondly, and I'm very grateful for the time that I've had. If I end up not being able to do this tomorrow, you know, I've lived such a life already that I can, you know, tell my kids about and share with others, and it's a great feeling. It's very cool.
The EP is out it's called Decade. How do people get a hold of it? Can they get a copy of it through your website, whatever?
Yeah, you can order it online at deannadenning.com. I guarantee you my parents have a box in the living room if you want to give them a call. And it just got released. I'll have it on Spotify probably within the next 2 weeks. Your iTunes, your CD Baby, all that stuff. We just got the approval, and now I have to actually have time to get it on the internet. So you can order it at the website for sure.
Very cool. Well, we're going to hear some more of the songs here and give a listen to more. We've already heard thus far Find River and OK. Why don't you give us an intro a little bit? And you said, you know, this is very personal, this album. Life experiences, as we would expect when, when you're coming out of Nashville, that seems to be, you know, a great storytelling town from what we hear anyway. Give us some insight into Darkest Hour and Burn Your Memory Down.
Okay, Darkest Hour is probably the least personal on this album. I actually fell in love with the songwriter. We were at this horrible writer's round. I was just a kid. I don't even remember where we were. It was this little tiny bar, and I was just nervous the whole time. I mean, it was terrible. I was scared to death. And this woman gets on stage with her guitar and starts playing these songs, and I just thought, that's my writer. That's who I need right there, because she's saucy, she's ballsy, she says things that no one else is going to say, and her songs just rock. She's just awesome. So she's this little gal out of Canada named Linda Wright, and I have four of her tracks going on the new album that's going to be coming out, and I just love her. So I heard Darkest Hour, and it was a shoo-in. It was done deal.
And you actually have included two of her songs on this EP, correct?
I have.
Yeah, very cool.
Yes, I'm a big fan of Miss Linda, for sure.
Awesome. Well, we'll be looking forward to hearing that. And Burn Your Memory Down. Tell us about that.
Oh, okay. So, you know, with every project, you have to close the chapter. You got to be done. You got to have some kind of ending. So Burn Your Memory Down was a shoo-in for me. Wonderful writers, Jeff Moxie, Catherine Miro. They're up north, probably listening right now. This another one of the songs that came to me when I was younger that I had no right singing at the time, but man, did it end up folding out for me in the end. It's just the closure of the divorce. It's the closure of the failed relationship since the divorce, you know, and I'm dating a wonderful guy right now. We know we have a future together. We've built things here together, you know, and it's so refreshing to have all of this done, but I had to close the book, you know, so that I could move forward. So hopefully the next album will be a little happier, a little more now, but this is just the final, like, man, I'm done with it. We're closing it. That's it. I'm going to stop whining now.
Well, it's been a decade, and it's the EP from Deanna Denning. Check her out at deannadenning.com. Get yourself a copy and give her a follow on social media so you can see where she's up to. And it's great to catch up with you, Deanna, and congratulations on the success that you've had. Not only, jokingly said, longevity in Nashville, but I mean longevity for a career. I mean, you've been doing it for a long time, and to keep it going in the way you have, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate your support and everybody else out there listening. Thank you so much, guys.
Deanna Denning here on The Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7.
Oh,
destroy your things. Maybe I'll get over you. You're a picture stands up from the crowd. Why your letters lie in pieces beside the book where they were bound. I light up a match, throw it on down. Close my eyes and listen to that song. Today is the day I burn your memory down. Every word you ever wrote is gone.
Go have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff? All out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
A very special night coming up Saturday, September 10th at the Sidebar in Katanning. It's the Western Pennsylvania Families of Fallen Heroes Benefit featuring Darren Johns, Kathy Stewart, Unfiltered, Driven, Dirty White Boys, Heidi and the Hellcats, Evil Bull Weevil, Tarachan Sky, and Mr. Furley. Again, that's September 10th at the Sidebar in Katanning. The fall and winter months are approaching, and we're gathering our annual Open Mic Open Stage Night calendar. If you host one or go to one, please let us know about it at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com or hit us up on our Facebook page and we'll include you on our list. On the Shady Lady concert calendar coming up on September 3rd, that's a Saturday night, the Needles of Fury Tattoo 10th Anniversary Customer Appreciation Party. It's coming to the Natrona Heights VFW featuring the Noble Hops Band, and it's an open mic, an invitation to all local musicians to come out and join the fun. Then on Sunday, September 4th of Labor Day weekend, it's the annual Corbri Woodstock in Gibsonia, part of the Rock Done Right Tour 2016. Tickets are pre-sale only at CorbriWoodstock.com. The music takes the stage at around 11:30 in the morning, continues to 11 that night. Come out and support local music. Also, on Tuesday, September 6th, it's a Thunder at the Barn bike night at Peter B's, the Rockin' Red Barn, featuring Gatto Harley-Davidson, tacos, Coors Light, prizes, and live music with Mary Lou Scherter. And another stop on the Rock Down Right Tour is coming October the 8th, Saturday, an all-day get-together in Zillionople. It's a beer fest known as Zilly on Tap, and it will benefit the local library there and their Zillionople Pool Project with live music from the Bastard Bearded Irishman, Dizzy Woosh, the Renegade Roosters, and the Noble Hops Band.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. Celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings, the dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show. My, how time flies when you're having fun. Great visit with Deanna Denning. We appreciate her checking in tonight and playing some tunes from her new EP called Decade. Hope you'll check that out. We're presented tonight by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and you just heard P&W Construction. We thank them for being our longtime sponsor of Segment 4. And by the way, we do have one segment open. If you would like to become a sponsor, we welcome your name to be a part of this show here on the Grassroots Show. Just get in touch with us here at the Butler Media Group, or hit us up and say, hey, I want to be a sponsor of the Grassroots Show. We appreciate all of the folks tuning in, checking in, and listening to the show via the archive. If you miss it, at 977rocks.com. Really special one last week that was a fun listen back. It was fun putting that show together, but it was even more enjoyable listening and hearing again B.E. Taylor, what a remarkable musician and person that he was. And if you didn't get to catch that show, I encourage you to hit our website 977rocks.com and dig up the archive on the on-demand feature.
That was a very moving show. It really was. Well done.
Yeah. So, and of course, you can catch all of our shows on demand as well at 977rocks.com. Hey, we mentioned earlier, of course, Corbri Woodstock next Sunday. Get your tickets for that at CorbriWoodstock.com. And then
The Rock Done Right Tour is part of that, but also part of the Zilly on Tap. And this really is turning into a remarkable event. It's going to benefit some folks down in Zillinople as they try to get together and create a pool down there. And, of course, the Zillinople Area Public Library is also going to be the beneficiary of this event. It's a beer tasting event, Saturday, October the 8th. You'll need to get your tickets for this, but there's going to be a wide variety of great, great brew vendors that are going to be on hand. And I know that's something dear to our hearts here, huh?
We like beer.
But, I mean, you look at some of the names that they have coming in. North Country, Penn, Voodoo, the Butler Brewworks, Penn Brewery, Reclamation, Rock Bottom, a whole bunch more. Fractured Grape, going to be really, really cool. They're going to have some great brews and also foods as well. And then just a day full of musical jams. The Renegade Roosters will be there, Dizzy Whoosh. And, one of the headliners of our first ever band jam, Grassroots Music Festival, the Bastard Bearded Irishman will be there. And they're always a good time to see live.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, there will be two sessions, 3 to 6 and 7 to 10. You can get an all-inclusive package, which is $40 per session, and that includes everything. Your tickets are going to get you your beer, your food, the munchies, I guess you could say, and the bands. Or if you aren't a beverage drinker, you can, I think, for what, $10, you can be a part of just the music only, and again, helping out the causes at the same time.
Yep, and there's also been an addition to that lineup. The Noble Hops Band will be performing as well, so we'll be adding, I think we're going to be on like a little side stage. Hopefully in the beer area. Noble Hops, that's where we belong.
But yeah, I was going to say, a beer festival and the Noble Hops Band, that's just a prerequisite.
It is. It just goes together.
So it sounds great. Saturday, October the 8th, it's in Zillinople, and kind of interesting, well, it'll be at the community park there, but kind of fun that our first Rock Done Right stop this year was down in Zillinople at the Strand Theater with the Needs Hotel Band, and we're continuing that trek back down there here in the fall. And another special event will be coming up down the road as well, probably having to do with veterans and more. So you'll keep your ears to the radio on that, because the Rock Done Right Tour, it doesn't stop. It just keeps right on chugging along. So we're going to, like how I tied that in, chugging beer festival.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway, we better move on before I get myself in trouble. You better believe a lot of people are tuned into this show. And I say that because, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And we've made that comment before. But there is quite a contingent base for musician locally, Donnie Yozo. They've been banging on our door almost nonstop. And, hey, that's what it's all about. I love it. And it's good to hear it. And, you know, by the way, as we mentioned, gathering momentum for the fall and winter months ahead and the open mic, open stage nights, Donnie has one down at Rock Ann Haven, I think, what, once a month well. So you can go out and support that cause and the folks who support local music as well, the Rock Ann Haven. So let's play Believe from Donnie Yozo.
All right. And, I want to jump back in on the Rock Ann Haven there because we were actually just talking about this venue. We're talking about venues that try to do live music and don't know anything about live music and they should stop probably doing it. And then venues that are live music venues, and the Rock Ann Haven is one of those. They are consistent, they support local music, and I just want to give them a shout out for that. And pop on in there and check out some live music. So to that end, we'll take the show out with little Donna O. Noble Hops Band got to play out at Hal's here Friday or two ago. Great venue out in the North Hills, and Donna O was out there. She got up and sang a song with us, which was a real treat, along with George Fisher. He sang with us. Brad Farster sang with us. So we love that open mic vibe at every Noble Hop show. But I say we take the show out with some Donna O and her song Working Blues.
And we thank you for listening. It's the Grassroots Show every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on The Rock Station 97.7 and streaming and archived at 977rocks.com.
just a blur to me. But music sent to every scene. In my head, I hear an orchestra. Some of you won't know what I mean.
I believe it's side is heaven and hell. It's just as well. It's all.
Summertime. The days are longer, the cares are shorter, and the deals are better. During the Honda North Summer Clearance Event, but hurry in, like summer, the Honda North Summer Clearance Event ends soon. WLER, Butler Cranberry. This is the Rock Station, 97.7. We'll be right back.
On the first day...